Okay, good morning, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simin Shin Samach Aleph. Today, we are doing Simin Shin Samach Aleph Si'if Beis, and that will bring us to the end of Simin Shin Samach Aleph. It is a short Simin. So, we are today's Amud is Reish Tes Vav Amud Beis. So, let's take a look. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chatzer Shenifritza Bimilua, O B'yasim Yasar L'Rishus Rabim. If you have a Chatzer that is open entirely on one side, or there's a gap, a breach in the wall of more than 10 amos that opens up into Rosh Hashanah. Makom ha-mechitza nidon k'tzidei Rosh Hashanah. The space that the mechitza would take up is considered to be tzidei Rosh Hashanah. What's the status of tzidei Rosh Hashanah? Shu karmelis shuhu ha-chatzer. That is karmelis, that is the chatzer. So what on earth does that mean? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Vav. Makom ha-mechitza nidon k'tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Be Alma. Generally, when we talk about Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, what it means is Nikur Kshema Midim Avanu Gedolos Hashnotz and Yisaydo Samach Lakos Hashle Aziku Kronos. That you have a wall of your house that borders on the Rosh Hashanah, and you want to protect, you know, the wall of your house from cars that drive by or wagons that drive by that could bump into it. So you put posts or rocks to block the path, to block the area, so that the wagons won't bang into your house. So the area between those posts is called Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. V'dino k'karmelis, and has a din of a karmelis. V'asu l'taltu mitochol l'Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah. V'kamash malan da'af bin yoneinu after leko shum hafsik bein achatzu l'Rosh Hashanah. V'ayli barab lehedya v'darsi leh. And the chiddush over here is that even though there's no barrier over here, and people can walk right in, afilu hachi ein dino rak k'tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Still, the area of the mechitza is only like tzidei Rosh Hashanah v'shem karmelis alei, and it has a din like a karmelis. V'asur l'taltel mimakom zeh lachutz shul Rosh Hashanah, and you're not allowed to carry from that area to the outside, which is a Rosh Hashanah v'im karmelis samach l'chatzer. And if there's a karmelis bordering on the chatzer mutter, then you're allowed to carry from that spot to the karmelis. To me, karmelis the karmelis come taltel, because you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to the next karmelis. Rosh Hashanah shalanu yesh lahachmir, but we're machmir in our reshuyos harabim, even though our reshuyos harabim are maybe not real reshuyos harabim necessarily. So what does that mean? So we said that line was a little bit cryptic. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomar. What he means to say is as follows: Kemosha Chatzer Gufa, Shem Karmelis Aleha, Machmashu Parts Baruch Revius. Just like the Chatzer itself takes on the status of a Karmelis when it's entirely open on one side, Kenu Gam Ken Makoma Mechitza, so too the Makom of the Mechitza has the status of a Karmelis. Vinim Tzein Lemaidin Miloshon Zesh Shnei Dvarim. So it turns out two things emerge. Number one is that this chatzer, since it has a din of a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos within this chatzer. That you're allowed to carry from the makom ha-mechitza to the inside of the chatzer, as long as you stay within four amos, meaning it's not considered to be carrying from one rishus to the other when you're carrying from the makom ha-mechitza to the inside of the chatzer. You can't go more than four amos, because all things are karmelis. Ditarvayu shem karmelis aloh, k'delel b'simen shim remvav, sif beis v'sif gimel. So when the chatzer is a karmelis, and the mokom ha-mechitza is also a karmelis, it's all treated like it's one big area, like it's the same area. Vayter in Shulchan Aruch, on the top line of Reish Tazayin Amin Aleph, v'im nifratz b'keren zavis. If let's say there's a breach in a corner of the walls of the chatzer, afilu b'pachs me'asar asir, even if it's less than a 10 amma breach, it is likewise going to be aser. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Ches, v'im nifratz b'keren zavis, ratzolomar, shapirta achla b'shteyak solim shal chatzer b'sofen zeh etzel zeh, that the case is that the breach is not on one of the walls of the chatzer, but in a corner, on two, which affects two of the walls of the chatzer. U'mashma b'gemaridim apirta nasa b'shar mekom shal aksalim, afilo yi b'shteyak solim kol shein b'chol pirtza yosem yasir amos shari. The Gemara sounds like, even if you have multiple pirtzos in multiple walls, miles, but not on a Karen Zavis, not on a corner, and each pirza is less than 10 amos, that's fine. Vayin sham betosos tedafkem vayomid merubah laparitz, halav hachi asuk shapirza hu b'shtek salim. But the Tosus points out that if there's more parutz than there is omid, if there's more breach space than there is open wall, then it's on two separate walls, then it's going to be problematic. V'chein kasav Rashba b'avod sakodesh, and so says the Rashba in avod sakodesh. B'pachs me'aser, so we said if the breach is in a keren zavis, even if it's less than 10 amos, it's problematic. The reason that it's problematic, even though it's less than 10 amos, is because what's the magic of 10 amos? Why does 10 amos matter to us? Because we assume that anything less than 10 amos is just considered a Pesach. But who makes a Pesach on the corner? No one makes a Pesach on the corner, so it doesn't look like a Pesach, even when it's less than 10 amos, when it's a breach on the corner. The Pesach b'keren zavis lo avdi inchi. People just don't do that. Now, since that's the logic, that it just doesn't look like a Pesach, if you were to make it look like a Pesach, then it would taka be mutter, then it would actually be a Pesach, and it would be mutter, even though it's on a Keren Zavis. But when it doesn't look like a Pesach, you don't make a Konamikan, V'Konamikan, V'Kon Al Gabeim, you don't do the whole thing. So aser, what does it mean? Even though it's aser, says in Mishabura, it's most mistaver that if the pirtz is teeny tiny, it's less than an amma, then we should not be machmir. That the Rashba in Avodas Kodesh is more machmir. He says if it's anywhere between 3 and 4 tvachim, you need 2 lechis. And if it's 4 tvachim or more, which is less than an amma is 6 tvachim, then it's going to be a problem. Then even with two lechis, it's a problem. You would actually need it, Suras HaPesach, in order to make it okay. Back in the Shulchan Aruch on the second line, V'chein bayis shenifratz b'keren zav. The same is true if there's a house bordering Erish Yisrael, and the house is breached on the keren zavis. Afilu pachas me'aser, even if it's less than a 10 amma breach, v'nifratz gam akiroi, and the roof of the house is also breached, is also broken, ad shenishar ba'alachzon, to the point that it's left like on an angle, aser, it's going to be aser. Mishabru yud alif v'chein bayis kolomer delo tema shani bayis davel pishe in lahatir machmas pesach mneshu b'keren zavis mikom alkim mikomishum pitikra shal gabo yored v'sosem. That one might have thought that we're more makel by a bayis because there is a roof, and whenever there's a roof, maybe we apply the principle of pitikra yored v'sosem. So kamash v'lan depamim lakom mishum pitikra u'mefari shechidami, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch tells me you don't always have pitikra yored v'sosem. And explains how you don't always have pitikra yor v'sosim, namely achin nishabal lachzon aser to possession of kiri shavalar mean pitikra v'sosim. Because if the roof is not even, then you're not going to say pitikra yor v'sosim. You're only going to say pitikra yor v'sosim when it's a straight edge that goes straight down. But if it's a breach that it's all broken up, so then we don't apply the concept of pitikra yored v'sosim. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, aval pirtza she'ina b'keren zavis. If you have a pirtza that's not in a keren zavis, it's not on a corner, then even if the breach is more than 10 amos, we consider it to be closed based on the pitikra yored v'sosem. Provided that it's not a slanty roof, because if it's a slanty roof, then you can't apply pitikra yored v'sosem. It's only a straight roof that you can apply pitikra yored v'sosem. And even if it's an entire side of the house that's wide open, shalonishru gufuf and klal, where there's nothing on the side walls, hine b'divrei ha-mechaber lo nesbarim dafka b'dofen echad k'shu paritz amirin pitikra v'sosim, afil b'shtei defanus. Now the mechaber does not make it clear whether we say pitikra v'sosim only on one wall, or would we say pitikra v'sosim even on multiple walls. Mishum d'lo psikale davar zeh. Says the mishabrut, the mechaber left it vague by design, because he wasn't sure, he wasn't clear on it. K'dimash v'beis Yosef. And if you look in the Beis Yosef, you see that he struggled with it. He wasn't sure. So he left it vague by design. And it takes the Rama to take a stand on this. The Rama says, yeah, we do apply pitikra yored v'sosim even on multiple walls, provided that the roof is straight. But not if it's a slanted roof. Shalom, shomdim b'shbua im lo hiya tikra tachteha. We don't say pitikra yer v'sosim when you have a slanty roof, only when you have a straight roof. Now, says the Rama, v'yesh omrim debinan gamkein baruchav hakiroi arba'a tfachim. There are those that say that you're only going to apply pitikra yer v'sosim when the roof itself is four tfachim wide. V'amrin pitikra yer v'sosim afilu b'shtei mechitzos. And then, says the Rama, I'm willing to apply pitikra yer v'sosim even on more than one wall, im yesh kan shtei mechitzos shleimos tevuka zubizu, as long as you still have two real walls that are attached to one another. So if you have two walls at a right angle that are full walls, and then the other two walls are breached or totally open, but there's a pitikra, you could say pitikra yer v'sosim on the remaining two walls. But if the two walls that are breached are one across from the other, then you're not going to say pitikra yer v'sosim, says the Rama. If it's one against the one across from the other, we're not going to say pitikra yer v'sosim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Tezvav, yesh omrim v'chein alachim shksav tibir alacha, that this yesh omrim, that you need it to be four tefachim wide, is what we paskin like, that in order to apply pitikra yer v'sosim, it needs to be arba tefachim. And he says, like I wrote in the bir alacha, what he writes in the bir alacha is that it's written as a lashon of the yesh omrim, because from the stimas hamachaber, it sounds like the machaber holds that even if you don't have four tefachim, we would apply pitikra yer v'sosim. And he actually says that in the Beis Yosef, because that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. But we do paskin like this Rama. Debinan arba tefachim ratzol omar da'azamirin pitikra yer v'sosim. Only when the roof is already four tefachim do we say pitikra yer v'sosim. V'lo dami l'karas mavoi bi'alma desagi b'tefach. This is unlike a mavoi where you only need a korah over the entranceway of the mavoi, and that korah, that beam, only needs to be one tefach wide. D'karas mavoi enu elele kera bi'alma. Because the beam over a mavoi is primarily there for a heker. Aval kol hechi ba'inon mechitza. But when you need more than a heker, when you need an actual mechitza, az sarach shei badafka arba tefachim, then you really need it to be four tefachim. Vazamin pitikri v'sosim. And then you'll say pitikri v'sosim. Im yesh kan shtei mechitza shleimos, we said that we'll apply pitikri v'sosim, the Rama says, even on two walls, as long as you have two full walls. Perish ha-mechitza nistar nishar aleya makiroi shelo nistar imahem. And the two walls that are no longer intact at least have the roofing on top of it, so you could say pitikra yer v'sosim. But nadzu kenegadzu lo, when it's one wall is breached directly across from another breached wall, then we don't say pitikra yer v'sosim. Das halo nir mefulash vein pitikra molo lezeh, because then it's like breached straight through, so pitikra is not going to help when it's a when it's a breach that goes straight through. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you have a chatzer that one side opens fully into Rosh HaSarabim, or there's an opening of more than 10 amos that opens into Rosh HaSarabim, then the space where that mechitza would be is considered a karmelis, and therefore you cannot carry from there to the Rosh HaSarabim, nor from there to... But to carry from there to the chatzer is mutter, because the chatzer is also going to be considered like a karmelis, but you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos in that chatzer, or in that space. And then we said that if the breach is in the Keren Zavis, then even if it's less than 10 amos, it's going to be Aser, because no one makes a doorway in a Keren Zavis, unless you fashion it like a doorway. You make a Tzuras HaPesach, then that would be okay, even in a Keren Zavis. And then we discussed if you have a house that has a breach in a Keren Zavis, even less than 10 amos. So the question is, can we say that it's closed off based on pitikra yer v'sosim? So if the roof itself is jagged edged, then we're not going to say pitikra yer v'sosim. If the roof is slanty, we're not going to say pitikra yer v'sosim. But if the roof is still straight and even, then we could say pitikra yer v'sosim even on a keren zavis. And the Rama writes that there's a limitation on pitikra yer v'sosim, namely that the roof has to be at least four tefachim wide in order to apply pitikra Yorid Vesosim. It has to cover at least four tvachim of the house in order to take the edge of that roof and say Pitukri Yorid Vesosim. And then the Rama also added what the Machaber did not say, that you can say Pitukri Yorid Vesosim on two walls, two full walls even, provided that the two walls are not one across from the other, because if it's one across from the other, then it just looks like it's totally mifulash. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up with the beginning of Simin Shin Samach Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos, and thank you so much for joining.